the sun to shine into your life. It's Friday, the 18th of November, 2011. Doug Steffen with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden. And Michael McMaster is here. A gentleman, the right name for him is McMaster. Maybe we just take off the Mick and make him the Master. Michael the Master.
Michael, it's Mick Master,
Mick.
Right?
Mike, it's MC.
McMaster.
McMaster.
Or is it Mac Master?
No, it's MC.
It's MC. McMaster.
Mac.
People always do that to me. Rich McFadden.
No, it's Mick Fadden.
Mick Fadden.
Right, McFadden. I know a McFadden up in Sharon Springs, New York, who has a great auction house. But he is very, very clear about how to pronounce his name.
I am too.
James McFadden.
It drives me crazy when people say
to Rich McFadden.
Right.
Yeah. All right, sorry, Mick Master.
You know what the Mick and the Mac are, right?
The Mick and the Mac.
You know what it means? Like
something you stop
Irish
at the roadside.
Irish and Swedish, right? Yeah.
It's son Swedish. Of.
Oh.
Hmm. Son
so is
of.
It the difference between Irish and Swedish?
It's the difference between Irish and Scottish.
Oh,
so
Scottish,
means,
sorry.
Yeah. That Michael McMaster comes from a long line of masters.
That's right, son okay. of master.
Now, your talent for being very sensitive and understanding what motivates people, is that something that comes naturally to you or other people in your family? Because a lot of times, especially I've noticed with folks who are psychic, I mean really psychic, with the good, true, believable psychics, it runs in the family, oftentimes from mother to daughter. I don't know that it runs too much from father to offspring. What do you know about that, Michael?
No, it actually comes from my family, and it comes from my mother's side of my family.
Really?
My father actually didn't have a clue. He didn't understand any of it.
Neither did my father.
My sister has it as well.
Really? So, and what does she do with the gift? How does she help people with it?
She doesn't.
No.
She spends all time worrying. She calls me up and asks me what to do. So.
Great. There you go. That's a big help, even though she has it. Michael, what do I do? All right, so a lot of the things... Michael is a West Coast guy. He has helped a lot of interested people over the years. There are a lot of CDs that he's put together. I would guess that at this time of year, given what's going on, the Wealth and Miracle CDs are the ones that seem to help people. Although last week when we were talking, I did bring to you on Friday what the circumstance was with my former wife, who was still alive at the time, but we talked about you know, the whole business about facing death and how to perhaps learn from life, death, and beyond. That's another CD. And sadly, she passed on Saturday. And so that CD has even more value to me anyway. And as you look back at people's life, it's so easy to get lost in your own sadness. Tony is not sad at the moment. I think that she was a week ago today, when she was very much still with it and planning her exit, she was strong, but she was sad. And knowing, I mean, how do you face, you know, how is it? This is something that I would ask you in general, because there are people who treat this, everybody is different. But to understand Tony and how strong she was through this, when she learned on Tuesday of last week that she had very few days left, Wednesday, and she spent 2 days fixing everything, putting everything in order, paying for the expenses of having her cremated, talking to everybody that she needed to talk to, and at the end of that, she stopped, and time was up, and I think it wasn't until then that, according to the stories that I'm hearing, that she got sad because she knew she was going to not see. But how do you face the end like that and be that tough?
Right.
I can't even begin to imagine. I knew her for 40 years and knew that would be her swan song if she could control her own end, and she did. But imagine, what do people think as they're going into? How does one know that in 24 to 48 hours you'll be dead?
But most people can't deal with it.
Yeah.
I mean, you can be with... first of all, I must say that it's your ex-wife. That's incredible.
Mm.
Because most people would not be able to do that at all. So many people, right at death, they still don't believe they're dying.
Yeah.
And most people go through it in a denial stage. I mean,
well, she was in denial. She was over the 20 years of her having breast cancer. She confronted each of the circumstances, and there are four or five deliberate attempts that she made, along with medical experts, to curtail the growth of the cancers, and she was successful in every one of them except the last one. And in the last one, she just decided that she'd had enough pain, enough suffering. She was miserable, and she just didn't want to do it anymore. So she said to me 4 or 5 months ago, this is when I was trying to get her to go to Brzezinski down in Houston, who is the specialist in if anybody who finds themselves in this position and you don't want it to be curtains, this guy Brzezinski in Houston has a clinic, and he treats people who are basically they're hopeless. They're tumors. He only treats tumor cancers. And so I wanted her to go down there. I said, I'll take you down there. And she said, no, I don't want to. I don't want any more of this. And
They have the sense that it is the end for them. It is their time, and they realize there's no point in fighting anymore. And so they sort of go with it.
But she did she told the kids, she didn't tell me this, but she told the kids, I saw her 3 weeks ago at Brendan's birthday, and she and I were kind of dancing around with what was really going on with her. And it really, she was kind of in denial, or she thought she was going to be better, whether she was led to believe that. Tony made the mistake of getting to be close and friendly with all of her doctors. And I say mistake because I think that clouds your judgment. What they recommend is what she, and here's an extraordinarily smart woman, sophisticated, intellectually, very adroit at figuring things out. But she placed her faith in, based on the trust that she had in these doctors, and it may have borne out most of the time, but not all the time, to be the right to be the right move. But at the end, the doctors were saying, well, you know, you've got asthma. She didn't have asthma. The lungs were filling with those two tumors. And so they said,
well,
that's what I figured. At the end, they told her this is what sort of got her over the hump and moved her into action. When she saw them on Wednesday, and the kids were there, it was sort of Wednesday afternoon, and they said, okay, this is where you really are, because she couldn't breathe, she couldn't walk, she couldn't eat, she couldn't do anything. And so she thinks she's going to get better. And Brendan says, Mom, you're not going to get better. And knowing, if you knew Brendan's relationship with his mother, and you heard, if you could hear him say those words, you know how he choked on it. And so the doctor said, you got a month if we do everything extraordinary to keep you alive for a month. And so Tony looks at him and says, what happens if we do nothing? Doctor says 3 to 5 days. Now, how do you hear that on Wednesday and know that by the weekend you're going to be gone and you don't fall apart, at least outwardly. I know inwardly she was in terrible pain because she wouldn't want to leave those kids. Mm-hmm. But she knew she was going to, so here it is. This is what you do, and this is how you do it, and I'll do as much as I can on my own, and the rest of it is this is how, you know, this is what I want you to do.
Well, it's overwhelming for people because it's the only thing you cannot procrastinate on because it's coming.
It's coming, and you're not going to stop it.
And you're not going to stop it. So people deal with it in different ways. But that's extraordinary how she dealt with it for all those years.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
Well, but it served her because she did beat it. She had a brain tumor. She had tumors in her arms. Yeah, she had them. And they all dissipated. Or the one in her brain, they operated and took it out. And the arm, you know, I've told that story 100 times about how she had her arms, the arm amputated. They put in a new femur, or it was a cadaver bone, did that a couple times, put in a plastic bone, put in a bone from her leg. And, you know, at the end, how many times can you keep going in there and stirring up the pot because the cancer was in the lymph nodes because it was stage 4? You know, sooner or later, it's going to come back around, and no matter what you do, I guess that's what I'm told anyway. But
Well, I had stage 4 cancer when I was 14.
Did you
melanoma.
Really? What happened? Yeah. Where?
It was actually in the side of my head where my temple is, and they took a mole out, and they left the roots in, and they didn't know.
Ooh.
And it grew down through the lymph nodes everywhere,
Ooh.
And I actually discovered it.
Ooh.
And in those days, they didn't have chemo or radiation, so they waited for 5 years to see if you'd live or die.
Great. So what has happened to it since? What's your story now?
Nothing. Well, we could probably do another show on this, but I learned a meditation technique from a psychiatrist in Australia is now, he's passed away, unfortunately, but he's been able to cure stage 4 cancer with it.
Wow.
And it's basically getting the immune system within the body to function right.
Right.
That's what most of the drugs are developing now have to do with boosting the immune
system. Well, cancer is warded off, as is most everything else, by having a strong immune system. It doesn't work so much with heart stuff, but it works with pretty much everything else in your body, including cancer. If you have a very strong immune system, then you will not succumb to most anything, at least, other than perhaps heart disease.
Right there. If you can learn to be relaxed, calm, and have your immune system function, when these cancer cells first start to form, the immune system will kill them off.
Yeah, the free radicals won't get together and form the cancer.
They won't get together.
All right, so there's lots of that, folks, in Life, Death, and Beyond, the CD from Michael McMaster. We highlighted it last week, and I'll highlight it again this week. For those of you who are dealing with it, whether it's yourself or a loved one, much comfort, much instruction, much help. You go to michael-mcmaster.com, MC. I think we made that point earlier on, michael-mcmaster.com. Or if it's easier, just go to dougstefan.com. Look for Michael's picture and click on that, and it'll bring you to the place where you can find these CDs on wealth and miracles and happiness. I think the wealth and miracle CDs are great as well. So check them out online. Michael, always good to have you here as a consult.
Thank you.
Yep. Take good care. It's 18 past the hour on Good Day.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footmap.net.
All month long at PetSmart on the best gifts for your best buddy. You'll find great deals when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $3 on select Neutro Natural Choice dog food and 38.5-pound bonus bags with 10% more free. Natural Choice dog food provides precise, superior nutrition for your pet. Don't miss these great deals and more going on now at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid through January 1st, 2012.
Looking for the perfect holiday outfit for your children to wear for your family portrait or annual holiday card? For over 30 years, Heartstrings has been creating high-quality classic clothing for children. Known for its great selection of all-American traditional clothing, Heartstrings is a perfect choice for that special occasion when you want your children looking their Sunday best. And for you grandparents out there who are looking for the perfect gift, Heartstrings offers a wonderful variety of clothing for kids of all ages. Sweaters, dresses, and durable everyday play clothes. You can browse their large selection of children's apparel at www.heartstrings.com or shop at a Heartstrings store near you. To help you kick off your holiday shopping, Heartstrings is going to give you a head start on your shopping and savings with a 10% discount off your order and free shipping. Go to www.heartstrings.com. That's www.heartstrings.com and use the code Doug10 for 10% off your purchase and free shipping. For news on all of the latest Heartstrings sales, go to www.heartstrings.com or follow them on Facebook and Twitter.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra. Dr. Ken will talk about doctors who are focusing on sleep texting up in the next half hour on Good Day.
Jason Lewis here with the holidays just around the corner. Be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree. tray, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
And welcome to the Home Shopping Channel. Okay, you have 4 minutes to purchase an exciting new cologne before the opportunity is lost forever. It's Ode to Doug Steffen. Can't get out to the country this weekend? Well, just rub some Ode to Doug on and smell like you did. Hurry and call while supplies last. 1-800-510-8255.
Ode to Doug. The smell will drive you wild.
New Christmas music from Mariah Carey. And we sure, Jen Jen and I sure love her Christmas music. Some of the songs on the new CD are remixes and treatment of some of her earlier Christmas tunes with some new ones. This one and the one that comes in that movie, Love Actually, very cool. Crank it up, Michael! Yeah. Okay, so Mariah Carey has been out promoting this new Christmas music video, and here she talks on Extra to AJ Calloway about that, and I don't know, I'm sure we'll hear something about her pregnancy as well.
All right, tell me about this video and how. What is happening? What's taking place today?
What's taking place today is something I'm very excited about. First of all, you're here. This is like our reunion of video making, because I believe you were in a shot with myself. Were you not in the shot with me and John?
I was in a shot with you and Jeff.
So what's taking place is my video with John Legend, When Christmas Comes, which is going to come out this year at Christmas.
I like it. It sounded very nice. How did the clever, how did it come
out? That's
about?
All you can say about the song? You
it sounded
that
song beautiful. Is it is a hot song.
For Christmas?
It's beautiful.
To me, I think that's a great, no, to me it's like a R&B classic with him on. He really sounds great in the song. He was playing and singing. It was a rare video moment because we were having our own, you know, moments at the end. He was playing and we were all singing and I thought it was nice. I did. I liked it.
How did the collaboration come about, you and John?
Well, I wrote the song last year with James Poyser of The Roots, and that's his crew and people, and I was thinking, okay, well, maybe I should call, you know, I could call John Legend and see if he's available to collabo on it, and I didn't do it because we just, I don't know, things happen, and this year I called him and we did it, and because I also was doing the Justin Bieber duet, I was like, oh, this would be cool because, you know, I want to do a kind of a deluxe thing with my Christmas.
All right, I'd rather listen to the music than listen to her talk about it. All right, it's okay. It's nothing special.
No, but, yeah, we like the music, so that's the bottom line.
We do, in fact. Yeah, it's very cool stuff. All right, so, Michael, see if you can find cut 1801. The ladies from The View are talking about this flight situation The pilot got stuck in the restroom of his own plane.
A very crazy thing happened yesterday. A bathroom break caused some tense moments in the sky yesterday. A pilot of the New York-bound flight locked himself in the restroom, and a helpful passenger who heard him banging on the door went to tell the other pilot he was trapped, which led to the panicked co-pilot alerting air traffic control that their pilot had disappeared. And a man with a thick foreign accent was trying to get into the cockpit. Now, right before the fighter jets were ready to scramble, the situation was cleared up and the plane landed safely.
Yeah, this is wrong. It's flying.
Yes. Yeah.
And the thing about it is, when he got stuck in, the pilot kept knocking on the door, so the guy with the heavy accent, he actually was helping him, and the pilot gave the guy with the accent the code. So he's trying to bang on the door, and he's giving him the code, and the guy, the co-pilot, a code to get in, yeah. so he would open up the door, but the co-pilot is telling all the air traffic controllers, he's got the code and I don't want to let him in.
Here's the thing that actually brings up a point of discussion is just when you think there's not racial profiling, in fact, there is. And should there be or not? Because this co-pilot said there's a thick accent here. He wasn't saying there's a thick Brooklyn accent.
Leave it to Elizabeth
right
to get down to the brass tacks of the issue, right? Okay, anyway. Well, situation you wouldn't want to be in if you're flying. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Skype just made it a whole lot easier to video chat with friends and family. You can now sync Skype's application with your Facebook account and initiate a video chat with any of your friends. The best part? Your friends can answer the call right from Facebook. In other news, Salvation Army volunteers are trading their red buckets for credit card machines. Bell ringers across the country will be armed with smartphones and a mobile credit card reader from the company Square. You might not have any spare change, but the Salvation Army bets you're carrying some plastic. And finally, kids are no longer clamoring for the newest Barbie on Christmas. They want iPads. In a Nielsen survey, 44% of kids between the ages of 6 and 12 said the iPad was their most sought-after gift. At $500, it may be wishful thinking. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it. For Doug Steffens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Right now at Lowe's, get savings you won't believe on our top Whirlpool appliances. Save $1,200 on Whirlpool Gold Stainless Steel 4-Door Refrigerators, now only $1,299. Or clean up with savings of $600 on Whirlpool Cabrio High Efficiency Top Load Washers and Dryers. Get the pair for $998. Plus, get an additional 5% off every day when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card or any Lowe's business credit account. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 11/21. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. We had some controversy earlier this week when I think Rich ran headlong into the question I asked about the Kings on the cards.
Yes.
All right, so we're going to add insult to injury here, Rich. I'm going to go back to that which we did not agree upon and ask another question.
it's not that happens. We don't agree. It's just that it's not true for all decks of cards.
Right, okay.
The Kings were named after those certain kings.
Right, all right.
It's in the French decks of cards that they named them.
All right, so let's see if there are card players out there who can get to the bottom of this. Due to the sword that protrudes... Say it again, Doug.
Ah,
there it is.
The head.
Due to the sword that protrudes through his head, which playing card king is known as the Suicide King? Is it the King of Diamonds, King of Hearts, King of Clubs, or King of Spades? 800-510-8255. We have a swell Doug Steffen Good Day prize for you. If you can tell us which of the kings on playing cards is known as the Suicide King. Is it the Diamonds, Hearts, Clubs, or Spades King? 800, is that a good question, Richie? You like that?
Okay. Yes.
So that's more legitimate.
And there's a lot of controversy there, too.
Okay, that's all right. We'll figure out if we can straighten out the controversy. 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, it's time for us to deal with or to visit the email desk because
email.
You send us
we get email.
Lots of email.
We get your email.
Ladies.
Ding dong.
Ding dong. Ding dong. Ding dong. Ding dong. Here's Joni Thompson, who writes, for the listener who called in defending Mr. Paterno. We've had actually a number of listeners, but obviously she was...
I remember this guy because I was seething a little.
Right, yeah, all right. Said he could not go to the authorities because he couldn't face being sued or fired. Mr. Paterno had a moral obligation to go to the authorities. If it was me, I wouldn't care if I was sued or fired. This child needed help. Actually, children needed help.
Children, yeah.
This lady writes, and she's right. Children need adults to protect them no matter what the cost. He cared more about himself, Paterno, and his reputation. How could he even sleep at night? And the woman who called in, who had been on the staff at Penn State for 3 years, what would she have done? What if it had been her child? Those are good questions. There were a lot of email this week about the paternal thing, as you might suggest or might think. What did we do on Facebook with regard to the paternal thing, Jennifer? I've forgotten.
Honestly. Oh, gosh, we did. Let me go back and take a peek. Let's see. You would think I'd have my monitor screen up all the time.
Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Come on, let's keep, just do it.
Keep it going. Okay, here we go. So, let's see. I'll find it.
All right, never mind. Okay, here we go. Larry Sessions writes, Doug, I raise beef cattle and pine trees in Live Oak, Florida. I feel your pain. I agree with your views on government oversight. Also, too many people don't even realize how they are fed, where the food comes from. To remind people in my neck of the woods, I have a magnetic sign in my truck. I farm, you eat. Have a nice day. So from that email, which I did not read on the air before, but there was a conversation because I think somebody called with the same suggestion. So I have had hats and bumper stickers made with that slogan on them for the people on my farm to wear and to put on the trucks. I farm, you eat. And that is something that will help, hopefully, a lot of people remember what the real story is. I farm, you eat. All right, what'd you find, Jen?
Okay, so we asked about Penn State, should they have fired Joe Paterno, and we got a lot of comments on it. Joe Paterno did go to the police. This guy is protecting him. This is Papa Paul. Hey, Joe Paterno did go to the police. Gary Schultz was a top cop at Penn State from the day he became the VP of finance. He was the head of university police services. Paterno went to the man that should have asked the state police for help. The PSU police are the only cops allowed on the campus without an invite. If Paterno had gone to state college police, they would have referred him to PSU. Tom Turner said what Joe Paterno did not do was go to the police. If this was your son, you would want him roasted at the stake the same way as Sandusky. Yeah. Philip Walling said, after reading everyone's comments here, I wonder if they are reading and watching the same news I am. Joe Paterno did not commit the crime of molestation, did not enable it, did not witness it, and he did report it to his supervisors immediately. Sandusky had been retired for a few years when this happened and was not a coach at the time. Kathy Malone said, fire everybody, all the guilty parties, find them guilty, make them pay for their ignorance. Prayers to all involved, shame on them for turning their heads because it's a prestigious school. Chris Burton said, poor kids and their families, terrible, terrible situation that should have been addressed after the first incident. How could any sane person not act to protect a child? Fire him, but keep him on a leash, investigate, and toss all guilty parties in prison and throw away the key. Tom Bett says, yes, he should have been fired. When does a coach come before the molestation of a child? For once, a university put morals before the almighty dollar. Lots of different things. I mean, most people support his firing. Ryan Drew said he's truly dumbfounded by the amount of people sticking up for Paterno. If you knew of someone sexually molesting a child in your workplace and did nothing more than inform the next higher up, then you and all sorts of staff members covered it up. Would you not expect to lose your job? For crying out loud, Paterno puts his pants on one leg at a time like everyone else and should be treated like everyone else. He knew this was coming.
Yeah. I think there's some very pensive thoughts there.
Yeah.
And
it goes on and on. Definitely check it out because there's a lot of good comments up there.
All right, Facebook page. It's facebook.com/Good Day Show.
Good Day Show, yes.
Help yourself to that. All right, let's get back to our 2020 quickie quiz. The sword protrude. Why is that a word that's hard? It's like sleep for me. Protrudes through his head. The playing card king is known as the suicide king, which is the correct identity. Is the king of diamonds, king of hearts, king of clubs, king of spades. Here's Lionel in North Pole, Alaska. Lionel, welcome to Good Day, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm happy that it's Friday and the sun is out. How about you?
Well,
it's Friday but the sun is out. Yeah, I know. I understand. It'll be sunny there by next spring. Okay.
Yeah, it'll get here eventually. We're pretty cold and dark right now.
Yeah. All right. So which of the kings is known as the suicide king?
The king of hearts.
The king of hearts is correct. Mm-hmm. Not the king of diamonds or clubs or spades.
Nope.
How much playing of cards do you do, Lionel? What's your favorite game with a deck of cards?
One of my favorite games is called spades.
Spades.
I like spades.
I used to play it, but I don't remember how to play it anymore. How do you play it?
Well, it's a little tricky. There's a little getting used to it.
Yeah, but what skill does it require?
What's that now?
What skill does it require?
Apparently not much.
No, I guess I asked the wrong...
It's a complicated game. I remember my grandma played it.
Yeah. All right, so Richie, take care of him, would you please?
Now, there's a little discrepancy as to whether he's actually committing suicide or not. Mm-hmm. Because if you look at some of the cards, there's actually three hands. His two are in front of him, and then the third hand that's holding the sword in his head is a third hand.
Uh-huh. So somebody else is helping themselves.
Well, that's up for debate.
Okay. Right. Ramsey, what's your favorite card game?
Texas Hold'em.
Why?
I don't know. Just love it.
You do? How much do you play it?
Not too often, but when I do, that would be the one.
Yeah, Texas Hold'em. Okay. TJ, what's your favorite card game?
I have to go with Texas Hold'em, too.
Really?
Yeah, Texas Hold'em, yeah.
How do you play that? What is the object of Texas Hold'em?
Poker.
To win money.
Right. Doesn't matter how you play as long as you get that result.
Carrie.
What's the Canasta contingency, by the way?
Yeah, Carrie, you play Canasta?
No, I don't.
What's your favorite card game?
Gee, that's hard because I don't play cards a lot.
Yeah?
So I would have to say whatever somebody is playing and I join in on their card game, then I'll just play along.
Well, at least you
them.
Know you have a lot of knowledge. I couldn't. I don't know any. Fish and
go
some
fish.
Of the simple things like fish. Yeah, exactly. But I don't. We used to play those all as kids, and I used to play them with my children. But I can't tell you the last time I played cards. I got decks of cards all over. Like, can't tell you the last time
Canasta
I played.
Is so fun.
But we're
Debbie,
all
we
too busy to sit down and play cards anymore.
Yeah, right. Exactly. We need to make the time. How about we do it after Thanksgiving dinner? You want to do it, Carrie? We'll play cards after Thanksgiving
That's
dinner.
A good idea.
Good idea. Thank you for the call. Good to hear from you.
Did you have a little game of strip poker later this weekend?
You got it.
Strip. Is it really? Is that the object? Is to strip? You take off?
Duh.
You've never played strip poker?
Yes.
No, I haven't.
Yes, when you lose, you take a piece off.
Yeah, you don't play for money, you play for clothes.
Yeah, but see, Roberta, you'd lose intentionally just to take your clothes off.
This is true, because I'm a really good card player.
No, but you're also an exhibitionist, and that's
this is true.
Probably something that we would find happening.
No, I would win so that you would lose, so you could take your
clothes off. Ah, very nice, Roberta. Here's another email. This one is from Winfred Williams, who writes, Doug, catch your show when I can. I love it. I heard about super broccoli. Sounds like another genetically modified food to me. Haven't done much research, but believe from what little I have done, this is the biggest cause of diabetes in the world today. Would appreciate your comments on your show.
Wow, that guy called us the other day. We were asking, what moments in your life are you proudest of? And he created a super corn.
Yeah.
Super corn, yeah, that was
right. Yeah, it was the mix between a Peruvian purple corn and sweet corn to make it taste good but really healthy.
I don't know. I can't tell you. Super broccoli, depending on how they get there, if it's a Monsanto-created piece, then it's garbage. But if it's something that was altered in somebody's backyard, because that's how it works, grafting, you take a piece of one tree and you cut a little hole in the tree and it grows into the tree, and that's how new kinds of apples or new kinds of pears or new kinds of corn, whatever, are developed. But I don't know the answer to this. Again, genetically modified food is not something that I support.
No,
as
but
a,
you made a thing, remember?
I made a thing.
You made a super broccoli. Did
right. Oh, yeah.
That?
What happened to that, Richie? Right.
Yeah.
Super broccoli.
That's what I said. I think there's an element coming up. Yeah,
probably is. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is with us in just a matter of moments with his daily dose of important medical information. You'll hear it next on Good Day.
The cold season. The 100 toughest days of the year, when noses run more than sprinters in training, and there's not a thing you can do. Or can you? With 100,000 simple acts of relief, Robitussin is giving you a chance to get the relief you need, like a prepaid gift card that can be used for things like a night away. Or you could win the grand prize of $100,000. So visit SimpleActsOfRelief.com and enter for your chance to win. Robitussin. Relief made simple.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. legal residents 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Runs 10/24 to 2/1/12. See official rules at SimpleActsOfRelief.com.
Here is today's Ask the Expert Foot Care Tip, sponsored by your friends at Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics, which provide customized comfort and support for all-day relief of your tired, achy feet. A lot of foot problems are caused by wearing shoes that don't fit right. Here are some tips for buying proper-fitting shoes. First of all, they ought to be well cushioned, have a soft leather upper, firm sole, and be flexible at the ball of your feet. The heel area should be supportive but not too stiff. The front ought to have plenty of room for all five of your toes. Most importantly, new shoes need to fit right away. They don't need to be broken in. If they don't fit, they're probably not the right shoe for you. You could end up with foot pain or discomfort. So by following these tips, you and your feet can be happier. If you'd like more advice, go to drscholls.com. Ask the Expert, brought to you by Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics. Just step on a Dr. Scholl's kiosk, and foot mapping technology will measure your arch type and pressure points, then recommend the custom fit orthotics that are best for you. Find a store at drscholls.com.
It's the Cosby Radio Minute, with thoughts and observations from America's favorite comedian, actor, and author, Bill Cosby.
My wife and I have five children. The reason why we have five children is because we do not want six. And those we have, we want to get out of the house before we die. Just to get them out. My parents never smiled because I had brain damage. My wife and I don't smile because our children are loaded with it. Oh, my parents smile now whenever they come over to my house and they see how much trouble I'm having. Oh, they have a ball. Have a little trouble, huh, son?
For the latest info on how to connect with Bill Cosby, please visit BillCosby.com. Bill Cosby, America's most beloved funny man, is back with his first humor book since the best-selling Cosbyology. In I Didn't Ask to Be Born, But I'm Glad I Was, his hilarious new collection of observations, Bill Cosby brings us more of his wonderful and wacky insights into the human condition that are sure to become classics. I Didn't Ask to Be Born, But I'm Glad I Was, the newest book from the legendary Bill Cosby, is available wherever books are sold.
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can, with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
All right. Time is of the essence. We all know that, right? And because it is time for our daily dose of important medical information, we present to you Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is the medical expert on the Good Day program, has a varied background as a cardiologist, runs Lake Cardiology down in Orlando, Florida, but has massive knowledge because of his studying and reading and keeping up with the medical profession generally. He has a knowledge of all sorts of things that are going on in the medical world. There's a story today, Ken, at DougStephan.com suggesting that doctors are telling more people that they are paying the price for easy communication access. There's a new disorder called sleep texting. Have you heard about that? Sleep texting.
Where'd Is this where go? People in their sleep actually text?
Apparently, yeah. Can you imagine? They wake up.
How would you do that?
They don't wake up. They just, it's like, people sleepwalk. Now instead of sleepwalking, they're sleep texting. It's become such a part of our everyday life. We're so addicted to this stuff.
Well, I wouldn't doubt it. People certainly can do this. And one of the things that's very important, if you want to get a good night's sleep, and we all should because it just plays havoc with the heart, with your immune system, one of the things you don't want to do is watch a bright screen right before you go to sleep. So this is something you really don't want to do for at least a half hour before going to bed.
Right. All right, let's see here. More Americans living older. That's good news, right?
I am full of good news today. This good. Is out of the U.S. Census Bureau report. There are now, Doug, nearly 2 million people in the country in their 90s. This is three times as many as there were just back in 1980. The number's projected to reach 9 million by 2050. So hopefully you'll be with one.
And those of us who are on board the zero population growth movement, the teen birth rate numbers are interesting.
Teen birth rate is record low. This was reported by the CDC National Center of Health Statistics. It's probably a combination of the poor economy and also birth control. Both items playing a role here.
Huh. Kiwi is good for blood pressure problems.
Three kiwis a day. Keep the doctor away. Not apples. Lower your blood pressure.
Really? Kiwis will help you lower your blood pressure.
Absolutely. American Heart Association scientific sessions in Orlando this week.
Ah, that's very interesting. My daughter is using a kiwi fruit. I'll go have some right now. Thank you, Ken.
Wow. You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
There are a number of younger singers who embody the standards of some of the masters of the saloon era, and this is one of them, Harry Connick Jr. This is from When Harry Met Sally. It had to be you. It had to be you. Meg Ryan, one of the stars of When Harry Met Sally, is 50 tomorrow. She looks awful. My God, the woman looks like she's a walking corpse. She's all skin and bones, and she had her face done. She looks like somebody put a waffle on her face. It's
Let
a shame.
I saw her lips, they did
lots of plastic surgery.
They did.
I'll tell you, Doug. With compliments like that, I wonder what you say behind my back.
Well, I don't say anything behind your back. I'll tell you to your face. Anything. I think you're a nice-looking fellow.
I do agree. I mean, Meg Ryan is an example who is one of the hottest, you know, stars in America for probably a 10 or 15 period alongside Julia Roberts.
Right.
And then when she hit her early 40s, she decided that she needed to make herself look younger and got really bad plastic surgery.
Mess. And she smokes like a fiend. She's as skinny as a rail. Just, I don't understand how people think that's attractive. However, it's kind of sad. The movie that we focus today in the contest has to do with another Meg Ryan movie. So we get that. You have that info right out of the box. Let's get to the three audio clues from the movie, because there are a couple of movies you could confuse with this one, and that's what makes this sort of fun. We'll separate the girls from the women, if you will. 800-510-8255, the number to call if you can identify the clip from which this movie comes.
What are you doing? You're taking all the caviar? That caviar is a garnish.
All right, not going to get much help from that.
No.
800-510-TALK. Identify the movie. First time you've won on the Good Day Movie Moments quiz, you'll get a prize. Here's the second clip.
People are always telling you that change is a good thing. But all they're really saying is that something you didn't want to happen at all has happened.
The excerpts are coming from sort of a cloud, if you will. This is her talking about what's going on in the movie. It's not really dialogue from the movie, if that helps. It's an audio cloud. How do you like that reference, Richie? Is that all right?
Sure.
Audio cloud. All right, here's the last clip.
Dear friend, I like to start my notes to you as if we're already in the middle of a conversation.
Okay. That's what gets in the way.
I pretend that we're the oldest.
All right, 800-510-8255. You got it? You got it? If you don't, you don't. Roberta, you get it? No. Jennifer, you got it?
I think
no.
So.
I never get these.
All right, okay. But that's refreshing that you never get them. At least you're consistent.
I'm helpless.
Right. Chucker has the movie previews, movies opening this weekend. That's up next year on Good Day.
If you take a multivitamin but your needs have changed, now you can get more support to help keep your heart healthy, your energy up,
come on, Mom, let's go!
Your eyes sharp now and down the road, or to support a healthy pregnancy from conception to nursing. Introducing Centrum Specialist, multivitamins with all the benefits of Centrum, plus additional support for your heart, energy, vision, or prenatal needs. Find your Centrum Specialist. New Centrum Specialist helps make nutrition possible.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
If you're like most people, you're probably holding off until Black Friday to start your holiday shopping.
The countdown has begun.
Well, then you're already behind.
What?
Rent-A-Center's pre-Black Friday sale is going on right now.
Oh, man.
Get to Rent-A-Center and beat the holiday rush for amazing pre-Black Friday deals on Sony smart TVs and Acer laptops. But you better hurry.
Out of my way!
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
All right, as I said with the movie that we are trying to find the name for, you may confuse it with a couple of different movies that were of the same sort of genre, right, Chucker? They had the same stars and the same basic theme, and
yep.
I think Nora Ephron was responsible for them, wasn't she?
She was.
If I remember correctly. All right, what's going on at the box office this weekend?
One big film, well, two films, but one big one, which is the new Twilight rating doing part one at My Cinemark last night, which they opened in the mall. They spent about $3 million on this high-tech movie theater. Showed it on 8 theaters at midnight, all sold out.
Wow.
Which is pretty impressive. And with the new technology, they could basically just beam a satellite, and the more people that show up, just add a theater.
Especially when you consider it's Sewer Swamp, Pennsylvania, where you live.
That's probably more people who vote. That went to see that movie,
yeah.
In my area at least. They're predicting $150 million opening weekend, which is pretty impressive for mediocre material. Also opening is Happy Feet 2, expected to open in the $40, $45 million range, and The Descendants with George Clooney opens in limited release. One bit of movie news of interest, actress Amy Adams, the star of Enchanted, probably the most sought-after actress in Hollywood right now, besides playing Lois Lane in the new Superman movie and the female lead in the new Muppet movie. She'll play the daughter of Clint Eastwood in his new movie, The Trouble with the Curve.
Troy, what's the name of the movie?
Sleepless in Seattle.
No, that's the other one. Michael, you want to take a second guess? Make it quick.
No, that was my guess. I'm sorry.
You Got Mail is the movie.